listening to PodcasterNews.com.
For the week of February 13th, 2012, this is Diet Science with Dee McCaffrey. Dee is an organic chemist and a diet counselor who lost 100 pounds and kept it off for 2 decades by staying away from processed foods. Now, every week on Diet Science, Dee covers a topic or two that's important for you and your family's health. This is your co-host, Michael McCaffrey. So, Dee, what's the topic for this week?
This week, we're talking about coconut flour.
Coconut flour. All right.
Yeah, it's a relatively new type of gluten-free flour.
Oh, gluten-free.
Can be used in baking.
Ah, well, this is handy for a lot of people.
I know. You know what? And it's so interesting because it's not a flour that you think of like a whole grain flour where you're grinding up an entire grain,
uh-huh,
and then that's what you use to make flour. Coconut flour is actually sort of it's a byproduct of coconut oil making and coconut milk making, because basically what it is it's the coconut meat that has had all of the water and fat pressed out of it. And so it's just the dried flesh.
Okay.
And a lot of times you see like shredded coconut in the store that you can buy in a package.
Right.
Well, that still has a good amount of fat in it and a little bit of oil. But coconut flour has had even more of the fat removed from it. So it's just a dry powder.
Okay.
So it's high in fiber.
Okay. Here's a question.
Yes.
So whenever you talk about grains or really anything that grows on the planet, you've always talked about whole. You got to have it whole. It's got to be whole.
I know.
So in this case, it's not necessarily whole, right? They're taking stuff out.
In this case, it's not necessarily whole. It's not a whole food.
Okay. So it's not a whole food.
It's not a whole food. Yeah. That's the downside. That would be one of the downsides of it.
Oh, okay.
But in terms of a healthy gluten-free flour, there is some benefit to it. It's kind of like eating the bran from a grain, where the bran is not necessarily a whole food, but you have a lot of that's where most of the fiber is contained, is in the bran.
Okay.
So adding extra bran in addition to eating whole grains can give you more fiber.
Okay.
So coconut flour is a really good fiber source.
It is. Okay.
Yeah, about 40% by weight is fiber in the coconut flour.
Okay.
And it has even more fiber than flax seeds, than ground flax seeds.
So forget the Metamucil. This is the way to go.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
It can be used in baked goods in terms of your recipes. Like if you have a regular flour recipe, like a wheat flour recipe, you can substitute about a quarter of that flour with coconut flour.
Okay.
Just to have an addition, to reduce the amount of wheat and then have an additional amount of fiber in there.
Okay.
If you're a gluten-free person and you want 100% gluten-free, then you have to add eggs. Because eggs work like the glue or the gluten that is in regular flour. So it's about 4 eggs for every half of a cup of coconut flour.
And to replace it, is it one-to-one with
your other flour products? Yeah.
It's one-to-one.
Yeah. And then you also have to do a little bit of liquid exchange as well. So you have to add a little bit of extra liquid into your recipe, like water, or an oil into your recipe. So, so coconut flour, it's becoming more known now in the gluten-free world, but I think it's great for anybody. As an addition to your baked goods, because of the amount of fiber that's in it. It also has the naturally occurring sugars from the coconut.
Okay.
And so it's sweeter.
Oh.
So you could actually use less sugar or less sweetener in your recipe because you're getting sweetness from this coconut flour.
Oh.
So that's another health benefit to it as well.
Oh, very good. Okay.
Yeah.
Any other goodies about all this?
Well, it makes really nice things. You can make muffins out of it. You can make cookies, pancakes. You can just sprinkle it on things, like sprinkle it on your yogurt, added a tablespoon of it into a smoothie to get more fiber.
So we should look at it as oat bran. It's not the whole, but it's got still good stuff.
Right.
And it seems to be like oat bran, that it's the most fiber containing part of it all.
Right. And it has some of the benefits of the coconut itself in terms of, enhancing immune system and regulating weight. It's very low carb. Because it has about 10 grams of carbs but 9 grams of fiber. So the net carb is 1 gram. And that's very, very low for people who are watching their carbohydrate intake.
Okay.
So that's another good benefit of it.
Okay. Great. Anything else before we go?
Well, I just want to say, if you haven't tried coconut flour yet, you might want to give it a try.
Give it a go.
It's a very nice alternative.
Is it more expensive than other flours?
Yes, it will be. It will be more expensive, and you will probably only find it in a health food store or online.
Okay. All right.
It's not in mainstream yet.
Great. Great. Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Dee, for another informative week. Diet Science is the official weekly podcast of Process Free America. We're a nonprofit organization dedicated to eliminating childhood and adult obesity through nutrition education to both young and old. Check out our other podcasts and lots of great articles, and we've got a great forum for you to check out, all at processfreeamerica.org.
This is Dee McCaffrey, and until next time, go forth and be healthy.